We're catching up with the gorgeous Annette Spurr from mumdaily.com.au. Some really good tips this morning for mums and families about the benefits of gratitude. And I've been looking forward to talking to you about this, Annette, because I think it is important that not only we teach our kids, but in the process, hopefully we all develop more of an attitude of gratitude for ourselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you may not realise is that it's actually been scientifically proven that gratitude is good for your health. So, if ever you needed a good reason to be grateful, then that's a good one. And also to instill it into your kids for their own well-being as well. There's so many benefits to it for everyone around you as well as yourself.
That's wonderful.
And it was actually the Greater Good Science Centre, and I love that name for a science centre, did a study. And they got one group of people to every day write down five things that they're grateful for that happened that day. And then they got a second group of people to write down all the things that annoyed them that day and then monitor their health over a few months. And they noticed that the grateful group had increased alertness, they were sleeping better, they had an improvement in their social interactions and even reduced their blood pressure and just increased their overall well-being. Mm. So just the simple act of writing down the things that they were grateful for just improved their lives out of sight.
That's fantastic. And you talk about creating like a culture of gratitude. This is an interesting way to look at it because it's not just, like an unplanned thankfulness. You'd think, oh, that's right, I should be thankful today for something. But it's having that culture. So how do we create that with our families?
Yeah, it's really important to instill it into your kids to set them up for the rest of their life as well, because your attitude determines your altitude. You know, how far you get in life has a lot to do with how thankful you are. And a great way that you can instill gratitude into your kids is just the simple act. When you're sitting around the dinner table at night, go around the table and say, all right, everyone, take turns and tell us what you're grateful for about today. And at first, it might be a bit of, But, as you practice it, you'll find it becomes easier and easier and, you'll find 10 to 12 things that you're grateful for every day easily once you start getting into that that culture and awareness of gratitude. And also something that I did that's really made a big difference in my life is I actually started a gratitude journal. And so every night I'll write down all the things that I'm grateful for about the day. And particularly with my grateful for about them. And I hope that one day they'll stumble across it and read it and see all the things that I love about them and I'm grateful for. And my pledge to myself is I write absolutely nothing negative in there, positive things. Because there's enough negativity in the world in your life. You don't need to remind yourself every day of the negative things that have happened that day.
Yeah.
But you do need to remind yourself of the good things that have happened. And also just encouraging your kids to look at the silver lining in situations, whenever something terrible happens, most of the time there is something positive that can come out of it. And so it's important to teach your kids to look for the positive in everything that happens so that they're not, always just feeling sorry for themselves and playing the victim, but actually looking at the positive in situations and growing and learning from it.
Mm. Excellent tips. The benefits of the attitude of gratitude. It's Annette Spurr from mumdaily.com.au. And you've got new content there for mums every day of the week, don't you? Different tips and things?
Yeah, that's right. Check in every day and just find stories from other mums who, whatever you're going through at the moment, chances are there's a mum on mumdaily.com.au who's been there and lived through it and can share their story and just help you feel encouraged on your journey as a mum and just give you lots of tips and advice just to do life the best that you can.
Fantastic. It's all about health and well-being, the Live Well, Be Well radio show. Thanks, Annette, for joining us this week.
It's a pleasure.
And I have to say, we're into royal baby fever. I never thought it would come onto this show, but we'll chat it and how it relates to your health and well-being next.
You're listening to 96.5's Live Well, Be Well. Thanks to our show partner, the Cancer Council Queensland. We're families number one. 96.5.